Caribou hunting is open in Unit 18 near Bethel. Like last year, subsistence hunters can take two caribou, but some of the language surrounding how hunters are able to take the caribou is different. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Language and the rules concerning how hunters can reach the caribou by snow machines have changed.
The new language is you may not pursue with a motorized vehicle an ungulate that is at or near full gallop.
Isaac Bedingfield is a game warden with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Basically, it boils down to any time the caribou are running, you can't be following them with a motorized vehicle.
The old regulation language was vaguer. It said that you couldn't pursue an animal that is fleeing with a motorized vehicle. It also said that hunters couldn't drive, herd, or molest game with any motorized vehicle. But what exactly did those words mean? Basically, hunt like an elder. Go out, find the caribou, sit at a distance with binoculars, and watch what they're doing.
These elders, you'll see them go upwind of the caribou and just sit. And a lot of times these caribou will just start moving back and forth. And next thing you know, more often than not, these elders are sitting in the middle of the caribou herd and they get the animals they need without chasing them at all.
Obviously exercising patience and looking for a scenario that results in less disturbance to those animals.
Spencer Reardon is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Bethel.
This is all geared towards reducing the disturbance on caribou.
The population of concern is the Mulchatna caribou herd, which has seen a dramatic decline in the past 15 years. It peaked at 200,000 animals in 1996, then plummeted to 30,000 in 2008. 10 years ago, subsistence hunters could take 5 caribou a season, male or female, but hunting laws have become more restrictive to help protect the herd. The reasons for the decline are unknown, but probably stem from a variety of factors, not all of which can be measured.
There could be other hunter-caused mortality that we can't measure. Animals that have become disturbed so much throughout the winter that they may be predisposed to predation, or they just run out of energy and have a hard time making it through the winter. And since we do have a long season under the state regs until middle of March, that's a long time that hunters have access to these animals.
Managers say what they can focus on is helping caribou during the winter months when their fat stores are dwindling and they're being targeted by hunters. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.